Looking forward to that American racing. Adam Pengelly joins us, and the VRC have added another Melbourne Cup ballot race.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laura. Yeah, fantastic news, wasn't it, yesterday? I suppose it's been forecast for a few weeks now that the VRC were probably going to have another win in your in race heading towards the Melbourne Cup. They've decided that race is going to be the Andrew Rams. It's going to be run in May. They're thinking with the distance a little bit, guys, which is taking it back from 2 miles to 2,800 metres. But the thing I most like about this concept is they're going to restrict the race to 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds.
Right.
So that's going to give a great chance to all of these locally trained, up-and-coming stayers to try and qualify their way into the Melbourne Cup. I don't know what it's going to do for the Queensland Carnival from that perspective, whether it might sort of keep a few more horses in the southern states rather than going up to Queensland. But I've been banging on about this for ages now, TK, yeah. And so have you. And I think it's great we've finally got a concept like this up and running, another ballot-free race.
Adam, I don't know whether you watched the races in New Zealand yesterday, but Paul Gallen had a share in a horse that ran around and won a Group 2 called Tiako Shark. Did you have a look at it, and what did you make of its performance?
I didn't see the race live, Laurie, but I did definitely caught a replay last night, and he was super impressive, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't profess to be an expert in New Zealand racing. I'm not quite sure about the strength of that field, but his turn of foot looked magic, didn't it? The way he just put that field away in a few strides and went on with the job. Makes you a little bit sick, I don't know. The poor Gallen's never owned a horse in his life, and
yeah.
He come up with a pretty good one straight away. There's blokes, females and guys who have been owning horses 20, 30, 40 years will never get one that good, and old Gal, he's straight into his first horse and looks like he'll be a superstar. So I think they're probably going to sell him for a while now and bring him across the ditch, whether they sort of target the Autumn Carnival over here and maybe races in Sydney during the autumn, or maybe they look for a Queensland Winter Carnival campaign.
Yeah.
We know the New Zealand horses love going up to Brisbane for the winter. Maybe a race like the Stradbroke might be an ideal race for him. I'm not sure.
Good point. I think initially they're thinking Doncaster, which would be the ultimate, but you're right about that. The Kiwis' record up there at that Brisbane Winter Carnival, one they get out of the winter in New Zealand.
Yeah. The horses thrive, don't they?
The horses thrive up there as well. Yucatan, out, scratched. No shock here, I guess.
No, not a great surprise, was it, TK?
No.
So Lloyd has made the decision not to run in Sydney Classic this week. He obviously threw in a nomination for him earlier this week. So that horse won't be seeing the Melbourne Cup favourite until probably the autumn, I'd say, at this stage. I'm not quite sure. I think the initial indication might have been a few weeks ago before the Melbourne Cup. He was probably likely to head back to Europe and go under Aidan O'Brien's care again. But it looks like at this stage he's probably going to stay in Australia for a while. You know what Lloyd and Nick do with a lot of their stays, get one or two soft runs in the autumn and get them ready for the spring again. So wouldn't be surprised to see Yucatan have a very light autumn campaign if he stays in Australia and get ready for the Cups again next year.
Yeah, Chris Wallace picked up another horse.
Yeah, Savvy Cope, Laurie, the horse that was probably one of the feel-good stories in the Cox Plate this year, just given all the circumstances surrounding her training partners, Michael and Matthew Pittman. And Michael obviously has been having some pretty intense cancer treatment for most of this year. New Zealand mare that came across and raced in the Cox Plate and went around the Matriarch as well. And Michael's had a pretty good affinity with Chris Wallace for a long time. He's actually owned race horses, but he's placed in Chris Wallace stable over here, thinking they had more opportunity to pick up some better prize money in Australia. So Savvy Cope will remain in Australia after the Cox Plate and the Flemington Carnival and be trained by Chris Wallace going forward.
She Will Reign, half sister, run yesterday at Hawkesbury.
Goes good.
I'd love to have stocks in his family, to be honest, because
bargain, and it's a bargain family too.
Well, it was a bargain.
Was a bargain family, yeah.
once She Will Reign achieved what she did in the Slipper and then the Moya Stakes, obviously the sales price have been driven up. But Rosina Kojanup, trained by Bjorn Baker, broke the maiden there yesterday. Hawkesbury, impressive type. And obviously the younger half-brother in Time to Reign for Gary Portelli. He's already won a couple of races in his two-year-old season.
Very impressive.
Pretty much qualified for the Slipper already. So the family is doing something right. A very impressive family. Love to have shares in that one.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, mate, I know your other duties as well for Fairfax. You're out there at the golf this week. Have you got a tip?
I'm putting my hat on with the golf this week. Yeah, that's right, TK. Just arrived at the lakes at the moment. I'm going to follow Cameron Smith around for his first 9 or maybe 18 holes this morning. I'm going to think that Brent Snedeker might be very hard to beat. Every time he comes down to Australia, the American, he always plays well. He's come here early, which I think is a good sign. So he's probably my tip to win the event. If you want something as an outsider, I think Jordan Zunick. There's a guy who's had a bit of an up-and-down season, but he's routing in some form, one at Queensland recently. I think he can present a bit of value if I'm going to try and take him on an each-way basis to maybe finish top 5 or top 10. So Brent Snedeker to win and Jordan Zunick for the value.
Okay, go to tab.com.au, Brent Snedeker. Yeah, in good form. We've been chatting about him, haven't we, throughout the morning. He tees off at
$11
chance at tab.com.au. Yep. He's off in 6 minutes' time, actually. Thanks to Adam Pengelly there.